What's up, y'all? I'm back.
What's going on, my brothers and sisters,
Mr. Woo-woo.
Aunties and uncles,
Mr.
monks,
Woo-woo.
Kabbalists, wizards,
Mr. Woo-woo.
Mystics,
Mr.
sons
Woo-woo.
And daughters of God, welcome
Mr.
to Mr. Woo-woo.
Welcome back, everybody. The long-awaited episode. I just uploaded a couple from 2025 that were my last ones I did before this turn of the clock. And it's going to be a doozy of a 2026. Fucking doozy. I hope you all are ready. I hope you're buckled in. It's going to be beyond your wildest hopes and dreams and expectations. If you're evil, you're getting your face smashed. If you're goodly, the light's going to expand for you. That's the theme. 2025 was fucking around. 2026 is finding out. Finding out. Whether it's on a political level, you're going to get your ass pepper sprayed, get your windows smashed by the cops and dragged out of your fucking car. Hallelujah. Make it rain. Hand out those ass whoopings, officer. Yes, sir. 2026 hit, and then the first message I get is something I've been waiting for 26 years. From the moment I woke up, first channeled being or anything that I came across is Lee Carroll channeling a cosmic master named Creon. And he mentioned, it's going to be this massive, you know, and I did all these processes for trying to negate karma. I was a rookie in the game. I was just trying to learn how things went. And what's so kind of amazing, kind of spectacular, is the darkness has failed. Checkmate has occurred. This is verified by Lee Carroll, first channeling of 2026. Said the old energy has been defeated. It's dead. Queen is booted over. The king is booted. So now all you got to do is relax. And as soon as he said that, we went into Venezuela. And without getting a single casualty, ripped their dictator from there, took the oil away from Russia and China, and Iran being able to train their soldiers in Venezuela, and liberated them. They were down to eating their pets. Venezuelans were eating their motherfucking pets. That's how rough it was there. One quarter of their population, 8 to 10 million people left. And I said, oh my God, this is the best year ever. 1 week later, Iran is trying to overthrow the Muslim Brotherhood, the epicenter of terrorist funding, besides Qatar, of course, fuck them, is in Iran. And millions of people have been converted to Christianity and they've had enough with the Muslims. And they are barehanded, running at bullets, trying to overthrow these people. Like 50,000 people as of now have been killed. And that's on the low end. Still waiting on Trump to bomb the goddamn shit out of them. He hasn't done it yet. But the fact that it is headed toward liberation is another answered prayer. And that was in week two of this year. Already, this is the best year ever. I love this year. I love 2026. And then, out of nowhere, 3 million Epstein files drop. Boom! George Bush Sr. eating babies, ritually sacrificing, killing kids, eating babies, and raping people. And that's just on the light side. So many motherfuckers are caught. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are about to go to Capitol Hill and explain themselves. Pam Bondi just got out of questioning why her bitch ass hasn't fucking prosecuted a single motherfucker in those files. She is covering up for them for some reason. Her and Susie Wiles are sucking Satan's cock. And they need to get off his dick and let someone do that goddamn job and arrest these pedophile motherfuckers. Everybody. Everybody caught in that shit. Jay-Z, history. Beyonce lost 10 million subscribers from fucking Spotify, from Instagram. Oh, boo-hoo. But they know what the fuck she is now. They know that a satanic, pedophilic cult, rape death cult, has run this planet for ages. And now, everybody knows and is sifting through the fucking data. Uh-oh. They even found an email where Epstein is asking Bill Gates, how do we get rid of the poor people? And someone says, you know, Bill Gates had something on that end. And in another email is talking about Epstein and Bill Gates talking about in 2017 how they were going to manufacture a fucking pandemic. A fucking pandemic. I'll say it again. A fucking pandemic that happened 3 years later. And then Bill Gates shoved his fucking hot sauce into the arms and shoulders of a lot of members of humanity. He's a genocidal fucking maniac. He's a eugenicist. His whole goal is to reduce population through using vaccines. He said it on a TED Talk. How do you reduce population? By a medical intervention. That's how deadly vaccines are, I guess. So everybody's getting caught. Everybody's getting caught with their pants down around their fucking satanic little fucking ankles. And I have my popcorn popped. This isn't even close to the end of it either. If you evil, it's your ass. It's coming. It's absolutely coming. I'm going to be like, Expecto Patronum! And that's your fucking ass, you dementor soul-sucking pieces of shit. Oh, this is my favorite part. This is where they'd start turning on each other. And dude, this year is going to be all the smoke. All the smoke. They found the Somali fraud in Minneapolis, and all the fucking George Soros crony paid protesters went up there to go raise hell. And they did for a while. And now they're getting their faces fucking broken. Now they're getting pepper sprayed to hell. Now the cops are finally mashing them to a fucking pulp. Thank you. Please feel free to use excessive force, bro. Please feel free to use excessive force. Tase those motherfuckers. I don't care. Anyone that's an anarchist, dude, to me is treason. You can fucking get it, bro. With bolt barrels. You can get it. Get those 10-year sentences for domestic terrorism. I am here for it. I can't wait to hear these little screeching eels. Ah! Getting ripped apart, dude. All day. And it's amazing to watch. It's amazing to watch history unfold in real time. In real time, right now, Van Bonnie is in front of the Senate trying to explain to people why she hasn't arrested a single one of these pedophilic monsters. People that have killed and raped children. And tortured them. Tortured them. People like Prime Minister Ehud Barak. Not a good look for Israel. But, you know, I was just thinking about that because there's a lot of, like, you know, Israeli and Palestinian propaganda on TV. Half of it and half, people don't realize. If they you talk shit about Mossad, for example, they go, oh, God, you know, they start trying to get real upset and trying to protect their own and be like, dude, the CIA doesn't represent me. Why does Mossad represent you? All right. If Jeffrey Epstein was an asset of Mossad and the CIA, there's fucking little we could do about either of those organizations because they're not governmental. They're there for that network of pedophile, satanic rapists. That's their network. That's who traffics the fucking children. That's who traffics the kids and the women for their rituals. And they all do it. They're all snorting adrenochrome. They're all drinking blood. Roseanne Barr, though crazy, wasn't wrong about that. They do that shit. I knew that. And now you know it. It's going to drive people literally insane when they find out the full extent. Just that Bill Gates helped plan the pandemic with Epstein. That's one. He even said, I'm going to get the NSA. No, not NSA. The FDA and CDC involved. How do I get them involved? And in the previous email, don't forget, he was just saying, how do we get rid of the poor people? Oh, it's twofold. One is you create a novel virus created by the Department of Defense, unleash it on the public. That kills a bunch of baby boomers that are out of shape. And then for whoever's left over, we're going to inject them with a death shot that has simiovirus 40 in it that causes turbo cancer. It has, what's the metallic compound in there that gives people super clots? Anyway, shit that causes blood clots and violates the blood-brain barrier, How do we kill it in every fucking way possible? Then if they do happen to survive, they go to the hospital. We're going to do medical protocols that are guaranteed to kill them. Ventilators kill them. Remdesivir kills them. So the nurses and doctors are just killing everybody. It's fucking amazing. Fucking amazing. And now the American Medical Association is up on RICO charges. Oh, sorry. I was pinching my nipple. Oh, that's so good. Fucking amazing. God is beating evil the fuck down right now. And if he's not exposing it, he's cudgeling it with a big troll club. It's amazing to witness. And everybody's still asleep. They're out there still protesting for fucking piece of shit Somalis who are here pirating our fucking money. See, Josh, that's so racist. I'm not a racist. I'm a culturalist. You know the difference? The Somalians aren't a race. Black would be a race. African would be a race. Somalians are a culture, and their culture is dog shit. They have a 99% clitorectomy rate, which means they remove the clitoris of 99% of the women in Somalia and sew their fucking vagina shut. Fuck Somalia and fuck Somalians. With the rare exception of a few academics that have made it through the cracks of tyranny. But their culture? Dog shit. A big steaming bowl of fucking dog shit. And they're finally getting caught for it. Tim Walz is going to go to prison for his obvious participation in that fraud. So will that fucking mayor of Minneapolis. It's going to be awesome to witness. They're even sicking the IRS on the banks that are helping, like, do this fraud and wash the money. That's never happened. Shout out to Scott Bessin, the Treasury Secretary. It's amazing. It's fucking amazing. In other news, China is absolutely going down the shithole and will probably invade Taiwan within the next month because Xi Jinping is currently like killing a bunch of his generals. When dictators do that, they usually invade right afterward. So that's happening. Irish people are beating the fucking dog shit out of Sharia law Muslims in the street. Finally getting some whoops in. And then Spain's going to let them all in, just like they did back in the day, the Moors of Spain. All of history is repeating itself, you guys. It's just repeating itself over and over again. So there's going to be another crusade probably in Europe, probably in the next couple years. It's going to be fucking crazy. And I'm here for it. And none of it matters. None of it has anything to do with what any light worker is going to have going on. That's just the game board of density. There's going to be tons of war, lots of bloodshed, a lot more shootings like Bondi Beach, more terrorist attacks, more retribution. And all the while, more Epstein files come out, and we're going to find out exactly how fucked up these people were. Exactly how many women and children they tortured and killed because they're satanic. They're Luciferians. And their time's over. Their time is over, and it's just the beginning. The first phase that God always does is exposure. And you're like, see it. Oh, wow, that's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Holy shit. And then the second one is rage and killing and death. And that's what's coming next. I hate to tell you guys, it's going to be fucking gnarly. So gnarly, dude. And your relatives will come up to you like, what? Did you hear the thing? And you're going to be like, yeah, I knew about that. Yeah, it's a way to catch up. Way to catch up. While you're protesting illegal aliens getting sent gently home to the fucking country of origin, not put in camps for 20 years like they do in other countries, getting a plane ticket, you know, getting a plane ticket, gentle kid gloves, no, pedophilic kidnapping rings have been going on under everyone's nose. It's been in, and your favorite movie star, it's them. Your favorite musical artist, them, probably. Yeah, look them up, man. Yeah, when I saw George Bush Sr. rape and then, like, after eating baby intestines, that's as far as most people would be like, I can't go further than that, dude. Oh, Josh can. I know how deep it spirals. You thought Diddy was bad? Try Jay-Z. You thought Epstein was bad? Try Bill Clinton. Try Bill Gates. Try all of them. They're all fucking wackadoo. And you're going to find out how fucking wackadoo in these next coming months. While more earth-shaking events happen, whether they're geological or whether you and your pocket of the universe don't have to be affected. You won't be, right? Corporations are going to be shattered by so much that's going to happen soon. And a lot of people are saying, like, the Epstein, all these files drops is just to distract me because people are starting to find out about the shots, about the jabs, and how that's basically a genocide attempt. Ironically, the Epstein files corroborate it. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. It's amazing. I'm so stoked. So stoked that evil is, I've been waiting for this part. And I was like, I heard the messages. First was from Creon, right? And Lee Carroll's is like, yeah, you guys won. You can basically kick back and watch it all unfold. And I thought, oh my God, it's possibly too good to be true. Then my boy, Peter Mount Shasta, working closely with Ascended Masters, quoting the Revelation and Bible, talking about, man, this could be at any minute. This could be, we could be really going off. Like, and by that I mean a rapture, or we might need an evacuation from Ashtar Command because this planet is going to explode under the weight of its karma. Either way, he's like, yeah, it's this year is going to be totally, totally new. It's like the new world has happened. Awesome, dude. Awesome. That means even despite the most negative thing ever being exposed in human history, you could still be the most positive you've ever been in your history. And I invite you to do that this year. This year is your year. It's finally our year. 2025 sucked. I remember it sucking, and I was just like, whew, happy to get through it. I wonder what this next one. And then it was like, oh, like Jim Carrey, oh, like all the way, like, yes, dude. But anyone that's in the darkness, you know that scene where like Frodo finally throws the fucking ring in? And you see the eyeball going, and it starts looking around terrified because it doesn't know why the fucking ring is in the lava and it's fucking knows it's toast. That part has happened. The ring's in there and the eyeball's looking back and forth going, oh no. You know what's going to soon follow? The fucking collapse of that tower and then that chasm that opens up underneath all the orcs and just sucks them to doom, into fucking death, because they're all tied to that eyeball of Sauron. Well, all these motherfuckers are tied to the eyeball of Sauron, and his ass just got cooked. The ring is in the, it's done. The ring's in the lava. Now we get to kick back and watch the chain reaction of those who served evil getting royally fucking wrecked by spirit. And it's just so great. It's just so fun. I don't know how much more winning I could take. Whether it's Trump winning every single court case, every single one, and being able to exert his authority to go against, like, I don't know, anarchy? You can call it anarchy? Like, yeah, dude, George Floyd's dead. You're not going to burn down Minneapolis again. They're putting up a little tent city. With like trying, no, this is a no, like completely unconstitutional. Like, even Tim Walz was like, we're fighting the federal government. I'd be like, bitch, we'll burn you to the ground. Fuck that. That's why there were no MAGA people up there, by the way. We're okay with the leftists burning their own shit to the ground because they're communist pieces of shit. When the real fight happens, they will be mowed down. It won't even be an effort. Instead, the federal troops now have the backing of the state troops because the mayor and the governor both knew they were going to go to prison forever if they didn't for sedition. And now they could actually defend themselves against these wackadoo. And I'm like, dude, use live rounds. I don't give a fuck. Feel free, bro. I don't give a fuck. They're not protesting. When a protest gets violent or they're threatening violence, now you're a rioter. And I'm okay. I'm like the Texan in me. I'm okay with them blasting these motherfuckers. Point blank with shotguns. All good. Should even let even the homeowners of it, all the homeowners and all the shop owners, be able to defend their property with guns. Hardcore. And then you watch them crawl right up their own fucking ass. Because in the end, they're cowards. Just like the Muslim Brotherhood, they're only really confident in all that soy when you get it together. That soy smell of like sickly, sweaty, like weak man and uber aggressive, like fourth wave feminist, like women. They can all get bodied. They can get their fucking asses wrecked. I don't care. I don't care what happens to them. You're going to try to stop the deportation of people that are fucking stealing billions from us? Fuck you, dude. And now, cops have every authorization to jerk you out of your fucking car. Take it. And now you're getting 10-year sentences. I asked God a couple years ago, I was like, where the fuck is your justice, dude? Pardon my language, Lord, but I really want, I hear there's divine justice in the universe and that eventually this shit writes itself, but I've been watching Luciferians fucking run amok my whole life and get zero fucking consequences, whether it's George Bush Jr. and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice, or it's the pieces of shit on the left. Either one, they can get it. And he said, oh, don't worry, Josh. 2026 is coming. And then when it hit midnight, he said, hold my beer. And then Dad took his belt off real slow. You know, that sound that all children fear. And then the jingle of the buckle. Dude, and he's whooping that fucking ass. All for it. I'm the older brother. Get him! Give him a few extra licks. Except, you know, I don't even have to because it's on the way. Justice is being served. Whether it's Epstein's victims, whether it's us and our families, for people that have been giving fake vaccines that are nothing more than gene therapy. Failed gene therapy. That's going to take the lives of still so many more of our beloved ones. So many more. Again, we've already, in our family, we've already lost at least four. And that justice will be found. They're going to find out that vaccines cause autism the whole fucking time. Thank you, Robert Kennedy Jr., for your great work. And you're going to have people scratching their heads. Well, how didn't we see it? I just don't understand the whole time. And we're going to be like, shut the fuck up and sit down while justice is being done. And justice is going to be done. I decree in the name of light that justice shall be done on and within this country. And so it is. And 2026 is going to be no joke. No joke. This is just the first month. God might take a little time off in this one. This is a love month. Right now, everybody's kind of scrambling and getting their bearings again. But yeah, this is definitely the year to focus on your shit, to focus on whatever makes you either happy or makes your vibe elevate. You know, you can either watch the rigged Super Bowl. If you still think that thing is a WWF, just go get go see an optometrist. You need fucking glasses, dude. It's just two split realities. And one's Bad Bunny with dudes dry humping each other and national television for kids to watch, or it's going to be Kid Rock. God bless America. It's up to you. It's up to you. You can watch the circus just like the burn from the inside. That tent is on fire now. Or you can go and peacefully walk across the meadow and start a new beginning. It's going to be amazing. There's been too many amazing things that count. Oh, I'd like to thank Mr. Trump again for no taxes on tips. You got tips? You didn't get taxed on them this year, dude. We might not even have to pay income taxes next year. There's so many good things happening, dude. There's one in Florida where they're trying to pass a bill where there's no property tax. It's like, fuck, dude, about time. Dude, now because of a what am I trying to say? Because a a presidential thing got signed, executive order. Now hospitals are forced to say how much their fucking services are. Dude, you know what a big deal that is? That they have to say that this eye exam or this shoulder thing is going to cost you $5,000. This is going to cost you this. And you can be like, fuck you, no. And they, oh, by the way, if you go under, you go to a hospital and you go under, they will give you a force, like an mRNA injection on you, even though they themselves don't take it. 80% of hospital staffs have just said, no, I don't need a booster shot. But if you need a surgery or you need to go over, they will immunize you. They will. If you sign, like when they hand you the iPad, it'll say biologics or biological interventions. You don't fucking sign that shit. Or they will inject your loved ones with spike protein, and then it's a ticking time bomb, dude. Then it's just a matter of time. So yeah, ACA, American, the Children's Pediatric Association, all of them, RICO charges, conspiracy, dude, they're all going to go to prison. It's so fucking awesome. And a few members of, dude, there was a member of Trump's cabinet, somebody, Lutnick. He looked like a nice, quiet, like feeble guy. He was like, oh my God, such an honor to be there. Dude, he was Epstein's homie. He's history. History. It's going to change the British government. People lost like faith in the crown. It's all coming down, big domino at a time. Satan's losing. Evil's losing because they're losers. And God finally whipped out his gigantic justice dick and is starting to swing at their faces. And it's hitting all targets. It's hitting all targets. I love it. I fucking love you, God. I love you, source of creation. Mighty I am. Thank you. Thank you that justice is a real thing. And even right now, I'm getting the intuition, dude, you haven't seen anything yet, dude. Haven't seen anything yet. It's going to keep going. People are going to keep climbing. And this Epstein files is just going to keep unfolding. And for some reason, the Trump administration is protecting these pedophiles. You know, I heard Jared Kushner was kind of named in them and stuff. But yeah, Susie Weiss and Pam Bondi has a lot to answer for. A lot to answer for. There have been no arrests. None. And that's going to be the next phase. Is arrests and executions. See, justice does exist. Even in our age. I don't know how much longer we got to wait, you know. But apparently we don't have to do any waiting. We don't have to do anything other than kick back and watch the muggles lose their mind. There's just going to be it's just going to be fucktardation to the max. It's going to be insane. Fucking insane. And yo, let's pray for Iran's freedom from the Muslim Brotherhood and from their downfall. Let's pray for China's inevitable collapse. It may be swift. And may Venezuela be free. May they be free and we accept that partnership. Dude, oh yeah, I forgot to say, Trump even already negotiated a deal for Greenland. We don't have to take it over, nothing. We had to take all the minerals, put our bases there. It's a fucking phenomenal thing. Rumor is that there's a giant spaceship in that shit that creates weather. I hope it's true. It's going to be so fun. And by the end of 2026, it's predicted that you're going to get first contact. You're going to have either legitimate contact by our Space Brotherhood or an amazing psyop. The last move that the evil side can play is a fake alien invasion, because they've had spacecraft for like 80 years and been fucking with them. Most of the shit you see in the sky is us. So they could try that. And I mean, it'll work on the dumbest of us. I mean, what else didn't, you know? Shots, COVID. Oh man, it fooled all the stupid people big time. And that's even the people that are well-credentialed. But won't fool us. So just sit tight, have a drink. You won. Make some love, smoke a joint, and become your best self. And just watch it unfold, because it's going to be the most insane year of television news that you've ever heard of in your life. Buckle up, my friends, my brothers and sisters, because it's only just begun. I love you. I pray for your enlightenment and your upliftment. May the light bless you. May love bless you. And I'll hopefully talk to you next week. Welcome back, baby. We're fucking burning this time. Let's go.